fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 28th of July. The prepper tip of the day is to get a large supply, maybe a couple of cases of, listen carefully, reusable canning lids. I say again, reusable canning lids. Excellent for your personal use and a very high-quality barter item. We have held over from the last segment, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, author of multiple books, many websites. Here's the websites to get started with. Listen carefully. 528radio.com. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. We also have held over Pat from Texas, who has a follow-up question. Doctor, Pat, you want to ask about monkeypox, is that correct?
Yeah, I think they're fooling people about this monkeypox. And if you go, if you look it up immediately, the first thing they'll show you is the vaccine models. And they say that it doesn't. You can't build any immunity to it. So why are they going to try to give you a vaccine? They say you can catch it over and over, but I don't think the body works that way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're always right, Pat. I love when you call in because you're always sharing some very good questions or intelligence. Yeah, it's a scam. I want to direct people to what we just restored this past week. Years and years ago with H1N1 swine flu, I had come out with, and also with SARS, I had come out with fluscam.com. And unfortunately, when we were hacked and literally attacked and basically censored, the site was destroyed. However, this week, we just relaunched the articles that were on the original fluscam. So you can go to waronwethepeople.com. John, you haven't been giving that website. It's one of my many. waronwethepeople.com. And you see now at the top of menu, you'll see flu scam. And if you click on that, you'll see a submenu with about a dozen articles that deal with exactly what it is you're talking about. All of it's a scam. And it's done to confuse, and it's done to overwhelm, and the media is simply adding one after another of these issues that frighten people, And the purpose of that is obviously to cause the public to become in sensory motor overload, where we can't even make reasonable, rational decisions anymore about our future, our destiny, and our health and safety. They are literally bombarding us with propaganda. And that's, from my perspective, what the monkeypox is about. And what I use, what I can share with you right now as evidence for that, is if you watched last night Tucker Carlson's interview of Dr. Mark Siegel, or it was the night before last, I think. Siegel is absolutely an idiot, an absolute idiot, who simply over and over again encourages people to get vaccinated and gives nothing but hogwash, lip service, and confusing statements concerning the monkeypox. And so, again, it's nothing new. This is what they've been increasingly doing. And what they've been increasingly doing is simply like boiling a frog to get the frog to stay in without jumping out of the pot while the water is heating up, so that ultimately you kill the frog and it doesn't escape. And that's similar to what I view this whole monkeypox scene as. My greatest risk has always been the same for now 25 years since the publication of Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. I have been saying over and over again, the greatest risk to civilization is a recombinant from a lab created mutant that would then be unstable and recombine with other more deadly pathogens, viruses such as Ebola or H5N1, the flu that's supposedly in China that is infecting chickens. H5N1 kills about 60% of the population, human population, that's it's exposed to and transmits to. So think about the recombinant of COVID being a mutant, highly unstable, recombining with H5N1. Now you're looking at exactly what it is that Bill Gates and all these menaces to civilization wish to have, a mass die-off. And I think that that's where, unfortunately, with the great global reset being, you know, planned and administered, and the whole movement towards civilization going into cyborg colony with what's called transhumanism, and this whole censorship and concealment, fraudulent concealment of the nano bioelectronic devices in these new vaccines. That's what monkeypox is. It's a diversion. It's a headline news, fear-inducing diversion off of the real problem that we have to diagnose and treat effectively. It's called the transhumanist movement advanced by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and company, who are like with Bill Gates and the other mobsters that control the private equity investment banksters. Internationally, the money is being manipulated. And who's doing that are the same people that are feeding us this hogwash, and that have people like Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox being idiots. Sorry, that's how I feel about it.
Okay. Pat, any follow-up before we move on? Go ahead.
You don't actually think that there is a monkeypox, because I believe there is, because there was they're importing all these exotic pets from Africa. And they used to really be careful about that. Now they're trying to say that some of them gave 1,000 pet groundhogs of the monkeypox.
Pat, please don't misunderstand me or misapprehend what I'm saying. There's no question there's monkeypox. There's no question there's HIV. There's no question in my mind there's Ebola. You know, the issue becomes, why did it come out now? What is the association? Because there's no epidemic in Earth's history that has ever evolved and outbroken free from socio-political and economic upheaval. That's the fact, going back more than 150 years. The Black Plague, there's always war. Who are the war makers? Who are the people that degenerate society so that we lack food, we lack water, we lack safety, shelter, the basic human needs that Maslow identified? Who does that? with a precision and capacity now to manipulate mass mind in what's called mind war, being administered at most advanced neuroscience deals with mind war. Look at the vaccines. The objective of many of the investors is to develop a link between the brain and the cloud, because that's where, with the bioelectronic devices being injected, they can control every aspect of what's going on in your body. They can make money off of every aspect. And that is what the future of commerce is. It's now, if you realize this, and we have been increasingly having reports that the dollar is going down the tubes and the international currency exchanges are going to go into the blockchain. They're going to go into cryptocurrency. And this has been promoted now. And gee whiz, that's the future. But I'm seeing it. Most of us are seeing it right now. So where is it going? It's going into literally what I mentioned last week. There's a segment up on YouTube of the Matrix movie, where the star is told that civilization is going to become bread, and it's going to be bread in water, beings that are combined humans and humanoids or cyborgs. Transhumanists are going to be hatched massively because they don't need we the people anymore. God's children is the final satanic straw. The whole game has been to laugh at God and say, ha ha, look at what we've done. We've taken your children and we have completely degenerated their genetics, your sacred code, your sacred spiral that feeds them the Holy Spirit and their soul. We have now conquered it, and we've replaced it with bioelectronic devices that we control. That's the end game.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. And that's what they want to do. And anything God will do, they will probably try to take the credit somehow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so well, Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't really misunderstand you. I was afraid that when they say that it's only for homosexuals, they are lying. Because apparently any of the pustules that touch anything that anybody else touches, it's not airborne, can also get it. And I don't really know that.
Yes. You're absolutely right. Everything that they have fed us is a lie. That's why Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her insanity, her hypocrisy, and her degenerative mentality. This is a deception. We're living in a culture that is demonically possessed and controlled by criminal psychopaths who have the objective that we've just discussed.
Right, but I just didn't want people who go ahead and wear gloves and don't wear gloves where they know they're messing with rats or something or a dead animal. Why should he die? Why should that animal die? You know, and I just thought I would say that because if everybody thought it was only homosexuals, that they could never get it. And it only lasts for 2 to 4 weeks. That's sure it weren't taking one of their genetic experimental vaccines. Or else, like you said, that they're just going to we're going to have to vax you for the monkeypox now, and they'll really be giving all the stuff that they couldn't sell before.
Right. It's the same with the war machines that are going down in the Ukraine. You know, they have the latest technology. They're just wasting the old weapons. They got to get rid of them. This is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is a gross racketeering enterprise. It's a globalist racketeering enterprise that's committing sin after crime after crime. This is all that we're witnessing.
I don't know about everything, but I'm just I was forewarned about that monkeypox. And so it took me a long time to figure out what it looked like, because there's 27 different rashes at least one time when I looked. And it's good to know all of them, you know, spider mite and everything. You know, I think it's real. I think it's a real thing. But I just tell everybody, do not take a vaccine. Just stay away from people for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, until the scabs fall off. When the scabs fall off, you're no longer contagious.
Yeah.
Okay. Pat, we need to move on. Okay. We do appreciate your call. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. You know, I think what we need to understand is, if we believe the Bible, the thought and the intents of their heart was on evil continuously. We're reliving the days of Noah. The people that are in control of this cabal are enmity from Genesis. Enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. That's what we're witnessing. We're watching it happen again. And is monkeypox real? Well, yeah, probably. But you know what? They made it. They made it to not only defile God's temple. Christ said, I think it was in Luke, know ye not that your body is a temple of God? God doesn't dwell in a temple made with hands. So the seed that Satan is going to sit in, declaring he is God in the temple, is man. It's your body. They're stealing souls, doctor. You know, I've said it time and again. Biden, when he was running for president, said we are in a battle for the soul of this nation, and he meant it. I'd like to hear your comments, and then I've got a couple more.
Well, John, I'm always thankful for you calling in and sharing your views. Very intelligent, scholarly, frankly. The stealing souls is the heart of it. Yes, indeed. There's no question in my mind. Think about, what is a soul? Soul is a spirit. It's an energy. What's an energy? Energy is a negatively charged electron. All energy universally is all electrons. What are electrons? Negatively charged subatomic particles that vibrate at certain frequencies. Now you get engaged in the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, the alchemists, which could turn lead to gold by changing, shifting the orbitals of the electrons through sound, frequency, vibration. Now you're talking about 528. You get into the realm of musical mathematics and divine design. Creator created all the math. One and one is always two, unless you're a liar and a cheat. Math never lies. The Creator never lies. Righteousness is. That's the narrow path. That's what Christianity was first called, the way, and it was narrow. It's a narrow way. You're either in love, you're either in faith, you're either in that zone of divine bliss, or you're in sin. And the term sin came later from the Greek archery term, being off the mark. Your arrow sinned in archery when you didn't hit the bullseye. And that's where the great fall is, and the raising of consciousness now to these fundamental philosophical, religious, as well as spiritual and even metaphysical issues is critical for survival of we the people.
Well, see, we tend to think, doctor, you know, you look back, the Bible stories that we've been told, that people were walking around basically very ignorant, you know. But they didn't know then what we know now. But if you understand, you know, thermodynamics, one of the rules of thermodynamics is degradation or entropy. So I believe personally they were much smarter than us. This has been going on. It was going on at the time that Christ was walking the earth. There were hybrid creatures. That's why Goliath had six fingers and six toes. This stuff has been going on. I hear the break. You don't mind.
Hold on, we got a break. We're right back. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Folks,
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, available with a $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. Doctor, before we get back to John's comments, please, and where can people get it?
Oh, John, you broke. I missed that last question.
I say again, before we get back to John, the title of your most recent book, and how can people get it, please?
Oh, okay. Yes, it's called COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And people can get it at healthyworldstore.com. The soft cover is available. The hardcover launch was completely sabotaged by Kindle Amazon, and that the PDF file, the ebook, is available also for a download. So it's healthyworldstore.com, and the book is COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
Okay, outstanding. John, your further question or comment, sir?
Well, the only other comment that I have is I believe what we're witnessing, Doctor, is a second Hammurabi's Code, to be truthful. They're determining who's going to live and who's going to die. Unfortunately, people perish for lack of knowledge. This sounds so far out, and they're so indoctrinated. I'm a Christian. I know who Jesus Christ is. They're so indoctrinated in what they have been taught in churches that have basically pacified them, kept them in the dark either intentionally or out of their own ignorance of the churches, that it's a real struggle to throw away all your preconceived notions, shatter your paradigms, and rebuild with the truth. It's hard to do. But I'd like to see what you think about Hammurabi. Isn't it amazing that Mark Davis Pharmaceuticals commissioned a painting actually depicting Hammurabi and the sick coming before him? That's telling to me.
You know, I'd like to comment on the issue of how important it is for the churches to wake up. What disgusts me in the gross hypocrisy is that from the pulpit, the ministers, rabbis, preachers will tell everybody to go get vaccinated, or they'll tell people to have faith in their medical doctors, their medical deities. Meanwhile, what did Jesus say? You know, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, you can move mountains with a mustard seed of faith. So what is faith? It's in your heart, along with bravery. John Moore is a great example of that. You have faith, you have love, you have joy, the most important values of your heart. That's where God wants us to reside, in that full faithful message. What frequency is that? The heart is putting out the signal more powerfully than the human brain. The heart is where it's at. It's resonating at the heart of nature. 528 frequency, that's 528 nanometers of light. That's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's greenish yellow. Hello, grass. Hello, oxygenation through chlorophyll. Hello, vibrating electrons in the oxygen that is sustaining us. Go back to Genesis. How did God get Adam and Eve off the ground? He breathed the breath of life into them. It's resonating in love, 528. And if we restore faith and trust in the Creator and in this whole incredible system that the Creator has endowed us with, called the human body, with our genetic code, with our antenna to the Creator, this receiving sound and light signaling from the Creator through this Holy Spirit power of love. That's what Jesus's ministry was all about. That's what the way is all about. And that's really, unfortunately, what the churches have missed. They've gone astray.
Well, okay, we're out of time. One more question.
Quick.
What was the forbidden fruit in Genesis?
An apple, right?
Hardly.
That's why you got Apple computers. I'm actually on one with a bite taken out of the apple.
It's actually knowledge.
It wasn't even knowledge. It was something different. It was a forbidden fruit, the knowledge of good and evil. Satan tempted Eve. Told her, it'll make you wise. It'll make you like God. So
right.
Think about Cain and Abel and where we derive the word cannibalism, the first murder. It was a forbidden fruit. The angels left their first estate. Think about that. Let that sink in. It'll change your life.
Other translations.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Doctor, thank you. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you too, John. Thank you. God bless you. Take care.
All right. It's been interesting so far this morning with the technical issues and the interesting calls, to say the least. Finally, our break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. We will have Tom Berryhill with us, and we'll be discussing my home business, one of my favorite products, the Energy Cleaner, helping thousands of people all over the planet get their life back. Very important to get your life back, helping people get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades, and that's what we do with Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Earlier I mentioned a couple of critical articles, very critical. The article titled An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario, I believe it's about 19-20 pages, something like that, not terribly long. A white paper written by two independent researchers hired by the Pentagon to look into the following. When this was written, oh, it's been quite a few years ago, 10, 12 years ago, maybe 15 or 16. What would happen if the Gulf Stream slowed down dramatically? Number one, what would happen if the Gulf Stream stopped completely? Number two, which of course happened later. And you need to read that article. If you want to not understand what's going on now and why it's going on, that's one of the keys to it. And of course, other products here, such as the Energy Cleaner, I'll be discussing with Tom Berryhiller in a moment. The Liberator rocket heaters, if you want to stay warm and cozy next winter, it's only about 5 months away, by the way, and save money. Stay warm and cozy and save money. You need to check out the Liberator rocket heater. And, of course, we have with us Tom Berhill. My friend Tom Berhill is the manufacturer of the Entry Cleaner. We'll be talking about this marvelous electronic healing device. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, we'd like to begin with our disclaimer, and we'll educate the new listeners because we have new listeners every week. So would you please give our disclaimer?
Okay, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, this is Talk Radio. We have new listeners every week. We have people who have been listening for years. There's people listening who started following me when I was on WGNU 920 on the AM dial back in the late 90s and still listening. So a lot of people listening. But we need to educate the new listeners every week, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do, John. You were on WGNU in the early 90s, around 93 or 4, I think.
Well, it was 1995, actually. It was my first year with WGNU. And it was a great training ground. We had 5 incoming lines, no pre-screening. And I got to learn pretty quick the importance of the full moon.
yes, you did. That was an incredible audience.
My engineer was behind a piece of glass, and we could communicate by hand signals and little note cards I made up. And that's one of the things you get to know as a talk show host is when the full moon is happening, because the call-ins become quite bizarre. Regardless, Energy Cleaner is an electronic healing device. Here's what it's not. This is important because people, they tend to confuse us with a TENS unit. The Energy Cleaner is not a TENS unit. The Energy Cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The Energy Cleaner puts out what's called an electrostatic signal. There's no current passing through the Energy Cleaner. It's a signal, just like a radio transmits a signal. The Energy Cleaner transmits a signal. The signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. The human body is composed of more than a billion cells, and these cells are continuously bringing in nutrition, flushing out toxins, and when they start to get sluggish, that's when issues happen. So Energy Cleaner helps revive these sluggish cells, and we focus on two things. One would be pain mitigation. It could be any source of pain, arthritis pain or otherwise. The other is getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. If you're getting a good quality sleep, Tom, you're in the process of healing, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So that's what the Energy Cleaner is all about. Now, the Energy Cleaner itself is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell flashlight batteries. We recommend the dollar store house brand, and that's what works the best. And there's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. The second of all, it's changing polarity. One place to plug in one wire. Ideally, that wire would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale, or one of the micro plush throws, or the travel pad. A lot of people these days, Tom, are getting the micro plush throw as opposed to making their own pad out of aluminum screen wire, which will work, but not for very long before it's breaking up and it'll scratch your butt in the middle of the night, which is not terribly fun. All you do is order the Energy Cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. You might want a micro plush throw to go with it. Everything's in stock, by the way, ready for immediate shipment, except Energy Cleaners, which I'll be getting from you, Tom, in a day or two?
Just a few days, John. It's the same problem as always, getting the chips. Chips are on the way, but, boy, they're hard to get nowadays.
That was national news this week when President Trump announced helping the microchip industry, the U.S. microchip industry. The majority are coming from Taiwan now. The supply from China has been pretty much cut off, hasn't it?
A lot of it has, and it's really difficult. I have some connections in Taiwan, and that's where I get many of them. But there's really nothing available in North America, and they're showing delivery dates going into 2024 now.
Well, 2024 is a year and a half away, and it will be a very long year and a half. You've been dealing with this issue now for, what, 14, 15 months, sir?
Approximately, that's true. I had quite a few, but I used them all up, and now it's just what I can get my hands on. So they're in short supply, and when you get them, hang on to them. You know, buy as many as you can get if you're manufacturing anything like this. So that's what I'm doing. But it's almost a full-time job just trying to source these electronic components and other mechanical parts too.
Well, normal human beings aren't going to be buying computer chips. That's just not going to happen. But if you're manufacturing the energy cleaner, it's not optional, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's an important part. And many of the materials, though, John, are hard to get right now and have increased quite a bit in price.
Now, the energy cleaner itself is only $285. Shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. That price includes shipping and taxes, by the way. And when you place your order, keep in mind the following. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen. It does not involve the manufacturer, Mr. Berryhill. That's my personal guarantee on the energy cleaner. So I want to give people peace of mind that they can order the energy cleaner with confidence, that when they take delivery, typically it's going to start giving relief in about 3 days or less. If it doesn't, after maybe a week or two, you want to mail it back to me, mail back to me, the energy cleaner, and I will refund your money. No questions asked. It's a lot for the money. People spend more than $285 for one pill for some of these prescriptions, don't they, sir?
Yes, they do, John. And in so many cases, we've heard that people were able to cut back or sometimes totally eliminate the pharmaceutical drugs that has been prescribed to them. They have to work with their medical provider on this, but many times you don't need the prescription drug any longer, but sometimes you can cut down on the dosages if you still have to take it. But you work with your doctor on that. The energy cleaner will very efficiently circulate what products you are taking through your body, very efficient way, and that's how you're able to cut down on dosages many times, because it just makes it work all the better.
Well, that's important. That's important. Well, there's excellent testimonials at my website. I like to talk about Steve Whitman giving me an energy cleaner credit for saving his life. I still need to catch up with Steve. I think he's at his fish camp up in Maine right now, where he spends his summers living his dream of running, owning, and running a fish camp in the outback of Maine, which the area is so remote that people go bear hunting right next to the fish camp. And that's, in fact, the three bear hunters helped save his life, Tom. And that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I remember the story. And had those bear hunters not happened to come by, I don't think Steve would be with us anymore.
No, he wouldn't be. Because they stuck paper towels into the bullet holes, front and back. You're right. If it hadn't been for those guys, Steve would not be with us. Looks like, let's see. No, we don't have a caller. Tom, we help people all over the world. These healthcare professionals in Australia, they're now doing bulk orders of energy cleaners. And they are helping people all over Australia. They're running tests. They put people's blood under the microscope before they use an energy cleaner, after they use an energy cleaner, and they're getting these good results. That's why they're doing bulk orders, Tom. It's real helpful to get this information out worldwide. We have a worldwide audience to inform people, educate people, and encourage them to go to my website, study up on Engine Cleaner, make their decision, and get past the procrastination, because procrastination is an issue, isn't it?
It is, John. Over the years, we've heard from so many people that did know about this technology. They knew about the Energy Cleaner, but they did nothing. They held off. Of course, you know, procrastinated, and now so many of those people have told us, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long.
That's right. We hear that all the time. People wait a month, 2 months, a year. A year is not all that uncommon, and people regret having lost that year. Tim Spencer waited 2 weeks before he used the Energy Cleaner that I gifted him, and he regrets losing that 2 weeks to this day. But we do what we can, Tom, and we overcoming procrastination is not easy, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But yeah, you're right. Tim would tell you right now that he wish he would not have waited that 2 weeks to get started with the Energy Cleaner.
Oh, well, we can't change that, but there's hope for the people who are listening right now. They don't need to have that regret that Tim Spencer had. They can move forward with ordering their Energy Cleaner, their mattress pad, their micro plush throw. I've got about 6 backorders right now, Tom, one for a neighbor and 5 to be shipped around the country. I don't believe I have any international orders pending at the most. I'm the largest international shipper at my local post office, by the way. I think some days I pay the weekly salary of the postmistress there. She only works 4 hours a day. And she always smiles when I come in the door, because she knows that the business I bring to that post office helps keep the post office open by increasing the dollar volume there. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have issues with pain, if you have issues with sleep, and arthritis pain especially, what are you waiting for? What in the world are you waiting for? Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Just go ahead and get the Energy Cleaner now. Get it while you can. And move forward to get relief and get your life back. And that's a story we hear all the time from people. I am so glad I got the Energy Cleaner. I regret that I waited. That's one of the most common things we hear, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir. Heard the same thing from many people for many years.
So don't put yourself in that category. Just do what you got to do. Get your Energy Cleaner ordered. Get the mattress pad to go with it. And you'll just be very happy, as people almost always are. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. So many people have contacted us after having the Energy Cleaner. Sometimes, just for a very short period of time, they've been using it, and they've already noticed improvements. They're so thankful for that, and they let us know. And of course, we hear from their friends and neighbors, other family members that have seen the same person get out and around and get back out in society and live their life. And they take notice of this, because they may have noticed that person was homebound and couldn't go anywhere, and now they're out and around. So they inquire. They want to know, what did you do? And many times it's just the Energy Cleaner alone that assisted that person to start living life again. So that's
right.
They want the same thing. They'll call us up, and they want right. The same thing. They need it, and they want it right now.
Well, about half my orders are people who've already bought one or more Energy Cleaners. Now, I have an educated audience. My listeners do something that most Americans don't do, Tom. They buy, own, and read books. That's quite extraordinary these days. It's about 3% of the population that does it, by the way. So we're a very special audience here, an educated audience that actually owns, buys, and reads books. And these are the people buying Energy Cleaners, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, that's true, and it's really sad, John, how many bookstores have closed. There's still some out there, but I used to frequent several used bookstores, find all kinds of interesting books in there, but they closed, just like so many of them.
That's right. That's right. Lots of sad commentary. We've had a new bookstore open in Steelville, Missouri, just in the last couple of months. So the owner, I know the owner of the property pretty well. He's a great friend. And it's a leap of faith to open a bookstore in 2022, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's true.
Very much so. But I know the owner of the store, like I say, I know he's made a very good deal on the proprietor, the people that work there, on rent and so forth, trying to help his little community of Steelville, Missouri, to be more literate, to be more informed, and to have a better life. Here's our last break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Didn't America learn anything from McCarthyism? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. From 1950 to 1954, Senator Joseph McCarthy led congressional hearings and investigations searching for communism. With little evidence, Senator McCarthy ruined careers with wild accusations and televised congressional hearings. That should sound familiar. Since 2016, Representative Adam Schiff has been doing the same thing, except instead of looking for communists, he's looking for anyone who supports Trump or believes in a small, limited government. Schiff's hatred of Trump and love of cameras has become a McCarthyistic crusade. Schiff recently went so far as to suggest an investigation into a sitting Supreme Court justice and a subpoena for his wife. That is too far. That is a direct attack on the separation of powers. Schiff has jumped the shark and is no longer doing anything but partisan grandstanding. Until tomorrow, see this passion parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, many of our listeners are gardeners. For the most part, they've been hobbyists. But with what we're facing with the economy, with more than 100 attacks on food processing plants. Guarding may be a matter of life or death, and that's where the injury cleaner comes in, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, I agree with that comment, John, and the energy cleaner can be used to increase the vegetable production. If you have a garden or greenhouse, it's pretty simple to do. You set up the energy cleaner chicken wire grid. Just use some chicken wire, suspend it over the area where the plants are grown. You can also put it on a shelf and set the plants on there, perhaps in a greenhouse or other types of gardening. You do it that way, but you just simply connect that chicken wire grid to the output cable from the energy cleaner, and it will stimulate the growth of those plants and will really help to increase the vegetable production. So it's a good thing to do, and very simple to do.
It is. It's simple. It's easy. You need to make sure the energy cleaner stays dry or are protected from the ultraviolet as well as moisture. A Ziploc bag would be a good idea. An even better idea would just be to get a second energy cleaner. I know frequently I'm running three different energy cleaners. When I had dogs, I had energy cleaner just for the dog beds, and another one for the garden, and one to use in the house. And it's just once you start using energy cleaner and you find out all the things that it's helpful for, then you start looking at ways to improve that situation. Make it better for the entire household, the dogs, the cats, the garden, and the people. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's true, John. And, you know, our dog had his own energy cleaner, and he lived quite a long time, approaching 19 years. The veterinarian that had seen the dog several times commented that it was very rare for that breed to live that long. So, it did certainly help, and the dog slept on an energy cleaner pad every night, and sometimes would take a nap during the day on that same pad. If you do use an energy cleaner system for your dogs, you'll notice that they will find that pad, and they'll get on it. And if you have more than one dog, sometimes it turns into a little bit of a brawl. They'll be arguing and fighting about who gets the best spot on that energy cleaner pad. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, we've had women be upset because they were no longer ovulating, and they started ovulating again after they thought that part of their life was finished. So, an unexpected surprise for these women, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir.
And of course, I experience increased growth of my fingernails and my hair. I have to get haircuts more frequently, trim my fingernails at least once a week. But that's okay. Increased growth of hair and fingernails is a clear sign of health, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's true.
Tom, thank you.
Okay, John.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll talk about emergency communications and ham radio. Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless the beautiful county of Crawford County. God bless the wonderful state of Missouri. God bless the beautiful, wonderful state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.